A month ago on the show, I talked with the great cartoonist and newly minted MacArthur genius, Alison Bechdel, and I roped her into our latest listener challenge, which we called the Great Studio 360 Doodle Dare. Alison started a drawing of a disconcerted young woman grasping at some unseen something, and we asked you to complete the picture. More than 200 of you listeners took us up on that challenge, putting Alison's character in every imaginable situation, fighting spaghetti, hitching a ride on a dragonfly. One of you even drew her hanging off Iggy Azalea's backside. Alison Bechdel is back here with me now to reveal the winner. Winners, actually. Alison, welcome back to Studio 360.
Hi, Kurt. Thanks.
So, how did you feel about the caliber, variety, or whatever of the entries overall? And be honest.
Well, I was amazed at how many submissions there were. I had no idea how much work this was going to be.
Sorry.
There was a lot of drawings to look at.
We'll get to your winner in a minute, but first, let's talk about one of your runners-up. Who is your first one?
Ian from Woodside is my first runner-up. And he did a wonderful collage with an Albrecht Dürer woodcut of Samson rending the lion. He somehow fit the drawing into this woodcut really seamlessly, like almost like she's part of the original Dürer drawing. The woman is standing on the lion's tail. She's grabbing Samson's head with one hand and his back with the other hand. And her grip kind of mirrors the way he's grabbing the lion in front of him. So I just thought that was really synchronicitous and brilliant.
It was. And it made me imagine a whole comic book or animated film of this modern girl suddenly cast back into the Middle Ages.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, let's get to the winner. Who is she, and what did she draw?
Her name is Carolita Johnson, and she drew a woman clinging to the top of a cliff, looking down over the cliff at her small dog, who clearly has just, like, rolled over the cliff and landed on a branch. This little dog, like Toto in The Wizard of Oz, and there's, like, this raging ocean far down below. It's very dramatic.
So what made you pick this one among the 200-plus entries?
When I read Carolita's explanation, she described that this was an actual thing that happened to her. She had a little dog that was rolling around on a cliff, and the dog went over. So it was exciting to me, I guess maybe because I like to write about my own life, to see someone turn this into a real scene from their own life.
I hear you. No, I found that compelling as well. Unfortunately, she wasn't available today to talk, but Alison, you know, right, that It's a pro-am tournament because she's a pro. She's a New Yorker cartoonist.
No, I did not.
I'm afraid she is.
Oh man. No, I didn't know that. I should know all the New Yorker cartoonists.
And she's a terrific one, but we've got no rules here about whether you're amateur or professional. And in fact, I like to ignore that line anyway. We tried to get Carolita on the line, but she was unavailable because, and here's the synchronicity, her dog was sick. But we've got some other submissions that we here at Studio 360 particularly loved. They come from the Frisch family. Andreas, Stephanie, and their daughters Lucy and Ella. All members of the Frisch family submitted doodles to the challenge. Did you like their drawings as well?
I did. It was awesome that they all pitched in. The two kids, honestly, I think the kids were maybe a little better than the parents.
We're going to call the dad, actually, and you can tell him that. So let's get him on the line.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andreas?
Yes, speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed. This is Kurt Anderson from Studio 360. How are you?
Very good. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. And thank you so much for entering our contest. And I'm here, by the way, with Alison Bechdel.
Oh, my God. I'm thrilled.
Hi, Andreas.
Hi.
We're calling because we loved the idea of and the fact of your family's doodles. How did you guys decide to do this?
Well, we heard the program while we were in the car driving home from a weekend in Pennsylvania. And it was funny, both my daughters, 10 and 7, were listening intently to the whole interview. And they said at the end, they said, Dad, can we do this? Can we enter this? We sometimes engage in what my daughter calls a drawing contest that we do at home that she came up with because she loves to draw. So, of course, she judges them herself and she kind of ends up winning most of the time.
Alison, among the entries of the Frisches, do you have a favorite?
I have to confess that my favorite is, I think, the 10-year-olds, where the doodle girl is pausing to take a selfie before she comes to the surface of the ocean where she's swimming. I thought that was pretty funny.
And Andreas, is that the daughter who is the drawer and judges your contests?
No, that's actually the older one. That's Lucy. She's the thinker. She's the what we call her, the old soul.
Uh-huh.
Well, the little one drew some amazing, like, piranhas and crocodiles that I also loved.
She did, yeah. She made it into an action sequence.
Yeah.
The older one, yeah, Lucy, she's a great critique of what's going on in her environment, and she's been criticizing the culture of taking selfies.
Uh-huh. That's great.
At 10. Wow, that's a precocious critic.
Tell me about it.
Well, thank you so very much for taking the Doodle Dare as a collective act.
Thanks, Andreas.
Thank you very much. We really enjoyed it. It was a great experience for all of us.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. And Allison, thank you so much for doing this, for doing the drawing, for judging the contest with 200 entries.
It was really, really fun. It was an honor.
Well, it was an honor for us and a delight, and we're in your debt. So thanks.
Thanks, Kurt.
That's the way the Dipsy-Doodle works.
You can see all the Frisch family's doodles and the winning drawing by Carolita Johnson, as well as Allison's several runners-up and all the other 200-plus doodles at studio360.org. Thank you to everyone who sent us their work.
The Dipsy-Doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind.